Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to the Help Desk. My name is Peter Wells.
And I'm Tess Bennett.
And Tess, we've got yet another Facebook story to start us off.
We do. So Facebook has announced the launch of cloud gaming, making it possible for its web and Android users to try out free-to-play games without leaving the social network. So it's available on Facebook's desktop website and Android app, but not on iOS due to Apple's, quote, arbitrary policies. The exclusion of Apple's devices from Facebook's cloud gaming is the latest shot fired in a long-running feud between the two companies. But firstly, Peter, are these games any good?
They don't look to be. They look like the standard time wasters, Candy Crush and those kind of games where they're games you might play at a bus stop while you're waiting for a bus, but not much more.
Mm-hmm. So it makes perfect sense to be inside the Facebook ecosystem then.
Yeah, I mean, God forbid someone ever leave Facebook for a moment.
And of course, this does sort of reignite that long-running story, I guess, of, you know, we love a good feud. So between Apple and Facebook, which kicked off post-Cambridge Analytica with Apple, all of a sudden privacy got very important to Apple.
Well, I mean, privacy has always been one of their key marketing strategies, I think. But yeah, they were very annoyed at Facebook because they're in a tough spot, I would say, is that if Facebook left iOS, then suddenly people wouldn't want iPhones as much. So they're such massive companies. They have such a massive sway. But it's funny that, like, when it comes down to these fights, that I don't have much faith in the DOJ tearing apart Facebook, but Apple has a good shot.
But Apple's own, I guess, App Store policies are under a bit of scrutiny as well.
Oh, totally, totally, yeah. So it's the enemy of my enemy is my friend at this stage. Moving on, and just 17 people have been found with the COVID-safe app that would have otherwise not been found via the standard contact tracing in New South Wales and Victoria. This means that of the 27,000 cases of COVID-19 that have been uncovered by our contact tracers, only 0.06% were discovered via the app. It makes the app seem not like the sunscreen we were promised, Tess.
No, it really, I'm pretty impressed that we've actually got some numbers at all to discuss. I thought we were just going to politely never mention it again.
Exactly. But unfortunately, they have to show up to Senate estimates every couple of months and give a report. So, yeah, we do know that 7 million people have downloaded the app. I feel like I've accounted for about 12 of those downloads because I was doing a lot of testing on various devices to see whether it would work in the background on iOS, and that has been the issue since the get-go. It has not worked, and I'm glad that this is still in the news because as we're reopening, it would be really handy for a COVID-safe app to work.
Yeah, I agree. And with those, I guess, download, we always heard about the download figures, but we never got anything more useful than that in terms of how many people were active on it every day or how many contacts are being found. And I think, yeah, moving out of lockdown from Victoria and opening up borders around the rest of the country, it does seem like it would have a role to play. But I sort of don't think that we'll end up seeing another big advertising campaign that we did at, you know, when the app first launched.
No, and it's a shame. I mean, I would rather people talk about the app and how it doesn't work than just kind of ignoring it and sweeping it aside. So, yeah, like I said, I'm really glad to see that it is back in the news now that we are talking about opening up our borders. And I've got a link here to an Australian Financial Review editorial by Priya Dev, who is a data scientist at the ANU, who was booted off a panel, actually, a couple of months ago when she was invited to speak about COVID-safe and how and her views on it. And apparently her views were not to the liking of the people who pay her wage, which includes some of the people behind COVID-safe. And so she found herself booted off the panel and has written an absolutely scathing editorial for AFR. So if you can get past that paywall, then feel free to read that.
And a Melbourne startup called Linktree has raised $15 million Australian dollars. If you're an Instagram user, you may be familiar with Linktree without even knowing it. So the startup allows for Instagram users to put one link in their bio that directs to multiple pages. So if you want to see how it works, you could go to Elizabeth Warren's profile page on Instagram, click the link that's there, and you'll be directed to a Linktree profile. So it originally was started as a side hustle. The founders created the platform to solve their clients' problems while running a digital agency in 2016.
Yeah, it's kind of clever. I have seen the links 100 times in the past on Twitter and Instagram and those places where, yeah, like you said, you only get one link to talk about yourself. I used to use a standard kind of WordPress site with a weird little business card theme to pull off the same thing, but I've never really explored Linktree. So good on them. Good on them for raising so much cash. It looks like they're taking a slower approach than some.
Yeah, so this is the first round of outside funding that they've taken, and they've really sort of been bootstrapped until now and displayed some pretty fast growth in both revenue and users, which I think is sort of a bit more of an Australian way to launch a startup than American, mm-hmm. rather than going out and raising a big chunk of cash up front. These guys have sort of built the product and proved that there's demand for it, and then they can make money from it and then raise capital to really expand from where they are now.
Mm, what a fascinating idea of creating a company that makes money. So very not Silicon Valley. Anyway, moving on to the final story of the day, and that is just Bloomberg reporting that new AirPods are on the way. I'm disappointed by this. I linked to it purely because I was hoping that we'd see new AirPods before Christmas. They seem to be a very popular present. You just need to look at what companies are giving away to entice you to do surveys and things like that. And, you know, a couple of years ago, it was iPads. A few years before that, it was iPods. And now it's AirPods seem to be the main way that people try to get you to do surveys online and things like that. So the AirPods are definitely popular out there. I really did hope to see new models before Christmas. But this report says we're going to see two new versions of the AirPods, a smaller version of the AirPod Pro that could ditch the stem entirely and maybe go for that jelly bean look that most of its competitors have, and an update to the entry-level AirPods that will have a slightly smaller stem and user-replaceable ear tips, which will make those entry-level ones just a little bit more comfortable and easier to kind of block out ambient noise. You're an AirPods user, aren't you?
I am. I think they're probably the best thing I bought at the start of lockdown in terms of how much I use them. And if I were to lose them, I would probably just go out and buy new ones immediately. I've got a lot of curly hair, so I'm not self-conscious about what they look like in my ears because they're pretty much hidden. But I do remember thinking the stems were a weird design choice for the first generation of AirPods.
Mm, I mean, they looked goofy and everyone made fun of them, but yeah, but they're so convenient. You just don't care about how goofy you look after a couple of days using them. I don't know. I don't really like that jelly bean style of the Samsung Galaxy Buds and the Google Pixel Buds. So I'm kind of hoping it's something slightly different than that, just because they really do feel like they clog up your ears somewhat. Whereas the AirPods, for all their weirdness, they do hang out of the ear a bit, and they feel like they grip the ear a little bit more because of that. So be interested to see what the new design looks like.
I still have the Bose Sleep Buds, which are now discontinued because they couldn't get the batteries work over a long enough period of time, or the batteries kept dying, and so they discontinued that product, but it was fantastic.
Well, that's all the news we have time for today. Thank you, Tess.
Thanks.
And we will speak to you tomorrow. See ya.
Bye.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.